This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein talks about King David, picking up after the death of Saul and his three sons.
Learning from our mistakes is not pleasant. When we experience the painful consequences of our actions, we hopefully remember what caused those circumstances and avoid making the same mistake. And as we repent, God will forgive us. But that doesn't mean the consequences go away. David discovered this the hard way. After David sinned with Bathsheba and arranged to have her husband killed in battle, God sent Nathan the prophet to confront him. David repented, and God forgave him. But David still had to bear the consequences of his sinful actions. The child conceived from David and Bathsheba's relationship died as a consequence of David's sin. But their second son was Solomon, who succeeded David as king of Israel and built God's holy temple. One of the most hopeful lessons from this time in David's life is, despite his sins, David wasn't disqualified from service. In fact, David was considered by God a man after his own heart. David loved God, but he was an imperfect sinner, and God used him anyways. Isn't that reassuring? Although sin is never good, sometimes the lessons we learn from the consequences of our actions lead us to be more humble and dependent on God. And that's a consequence that we can live with.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.